This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Let's go fishing this weekend. 15 degrees out there right now. Yeah, we can go ice fishing, that's for sure. Plenty of ice and 5 to 8 inches of snow, according to the AccuWeather forecast. I can't wait for March. What'd I say? Did I say AccuWeather? Oh, that's one that's on my phone. It was the Weather Channel forecast. Let me make the right promotion. Okay. WCBM exclusive. Look, when you're not in here to, you know, I didn't get the email. I'm sorry. So, y'all are running the show today. I'll tell you what. I was a recluse this week. I'm kind of like the groundhog before he stuck his nose out of the burrow. I'm declared 6 more weeks of this cold, snowy winter. When was that? February 2nd. Oh, my goodness. Well, we only got 2 more weeks to go, hopefully. And then we can start thinking about going fishing. But I actually, when it comes to groundhogs, I did see 2 groundhogs this week, both on the same day, Thursday. One was on Route 27, not far from Mount Airy. The other was on, where was the other one? I think it was out... somewhere in Frederick County, somewhere in the environs of the city of Frederick. But 2 of them were actually out that I noticed, and there could have been more. Who knows? I was driving when I saw both of them. So, well, once again, my sponsor, WW Tire and Auto Service, did a great job on putting new front brakes on my truck yesterday. Nice oil change, and that was all good. I don't know if I shared with you all, my listeners, that somebody had sideswiped the truck up in Hancock, Maryland, and done some damage. And the body shop took care of putting and replacing the taillight and a scratch on the side and the mirror on the driver's side, which is crucial to me being able to drive and drive successfully when you're put as many miles on as I have. And so... the truck is in spectacular shape right now, so. That first shot of coffee in the morning, nothing like it, I'll tell you what. Anyway, we're soliciting your phone calls today at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, or 1-800-WCBM, 1-800-922-6680. WCBM 680. Emails come to Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. And I want to say this about something, and it happened twice last week, and you didn't hear anything about it. Our producers were dealing with callers who wanted to promote various events. And those are what I call ambush artists. They may not know they're ambush artists, but that's what I call them. They wait till the day of the event, and then they want to call and have me promote their event for them. Rather than call me ahead of time, rather than email me ahead of time and say, hey, we're having an event. Would you do this? Would you promote that? Could you help us out with that? More than glad to do it, but I won't do it if you call the day of the show and want to go on the air with your event. Nonprofit groups, I have no problem. For example, the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Baltimore chapter, fundraising banquet and fun time, which I will host, is tomorrow in Clarksville at the Ten Oaks Ballroom. And you can walk in the door and pay your money for your tickets and, you know, go in and have a good time and help raise money for conservation. The Quality Deer Management Association banquet fundraiser is next Saturday in Westminster at the VFW on Pool Road. And the former president was here last week, and we talked about that banquet. More than glad to promote that. The National Wild Turkey Federation banquet coming up, I believe, next Friday night at Michael's. You're more than welcome to check that out. And maybe I'll have some more about that later. But you know what? It's a show that does nothing but talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors and wherever that might lead us, wherever we might be led astray. And so, check in when you can. Email is the easiest, Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. Let's talk to Ray over there in Rosedale. Hey, Ray, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, this is Ray. I invited you to a meeting.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
Next meeting is coming up is the 21st of March. This year we'll be celebrating 52 years.
Wow, wonderful.
And I'm looking, we had a guy come in here about 2003 with an article on the club being before Bassmasters was ever in existence.
Yeah, exactly.
We have six tournaments a year. Our first one is coming up on the Potomac River in April.
What's the name of the club, Ray?
Bass Club of Baltimore County. Right. We've been in existence 51 years this year.
Right.
17 guys. Huh. And you had said something about you wanted to.
I did, of course, yes. But now, what I talked about emailing, Ray, when I got home last night, what was on my computer and what conversations I involved myself with in an hour was about 25 emails back and forth. And so what I need to do is a week or so in advance, if you wouldn't mind emailing me and reminding me about those meetings, and I'll be more than glad to respond. You can't tell me today that there's a meeting a month from now and expect me to remember it. I'm sure you stay in contact with your members, correct?
Yeah, we have a meeting third Friday of every month.
Third Friday. Yeah.
We're going back to Lake Champlain again this year.
Oh, good for you.
That's been the most fantastic place out of all the years we've been.
Sure.
From Canada to Florida.
Yeah, great bass fishing.
Just great bass.
I've fished in Canada, and I've fished in Florida. And I fished in Maryland and Pennsylvania and New Jersey and a number of other states. And
water's crystal clear up there.
Well, sure. It's Canada.
It's unbelievable. And you can see the fish hitting a top surface lure at 20 feet that come up from under them rocks and smallmouth.
Oh, man. Nothing like it, is there?
Oh, no. I'm 79 years old now, and all the years that I've been fishing, that's the greatest experience I've ever had.
Wow.
All right.
All right. Well, do you have email, Ray?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you did. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you wouldn't mind reminding me, I'll be more than glad to.
I think you'll be very impressed.
Not only
with the members of that, but with the man's den here. It's more of a fishing basement than it is a hunting basement. But
yeah.
I think you'll be impressed with it.
All right. That sounds good, man. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right, Ray. Thank you, my friend. Have a good day. There he goes. 410-922-6680. I did attend the viewing of Dr. Charles Cooper last Monday night. Charles, as we know him here as a caller, and I called him tagged him with the most interesting man in the world. Met some folks that were close to him. Met some other chiropractors that were involved in the association and sat there for quite a while and listened to some stories about Charles. Truly, he was the most interesting man in the world and in reality, not just here on the radio show. So I just thought I'd toss that out there. I would love to go fishing here, but it's just dealing with rental cars and cold weather and snowstorms and things like that. I didn't make it out this week. I did manage to buy my fishing license, though, and you should, too. Bought it online. And if you recall, the compass system that we've spoken about here before, you know, and people are upset that they have to get their Social Security number to get their fishing license and that type of thing. Well, and if you recall, when I printed out my hunting license last year, it had not only my hunting license but my fishing license printed on the piece of paper that I printed my own fishing license on. And yours will too, no matter where you get. If you hunt and fish, it'll have both on there. And, of course, the excuse was from the officials that they thought that would make it easier for people to know what they had, to know what licenses they had, and would only, you know, that would assure that they would only need one piece of paper. That's what I was told from the Compass folks. One piece of paper. Well, I had my one piece of paper for my hunting license in my hunting license holder, and I had my other one piece of paper from my fishing license purchase, which also had my big game harvest card on that same piece of paper, and then a bunch of lines on the second sheet that printed out, which were meaningless. So I basically had four pieces of paper. Two printed out for the hunting license with my fishing license on it, and two printed out for my fishing license, which had my hunting license printed on it. However, the bureaucracy or the particular bureaucrat believes that it makes it more convenient if you only have one piece of paper. I'm sitting here writing down numbers, and one fishing license with the hunting license and game harvest card and a blank piece of paper equals two pieces of paper. And one hunting license with the game harvest card and another meaningless piece of paper that printed along with it is two pieces of paper. I think you get the point. 410-922-6680. Give us a call. Want to hear from you. I know it's cold. I know you're sleeping in. I know you pulled the covers back over your head. And, you know, you don't want to hear it. Can't hunt today. Can't fish today. But you can listen to the radio, and you can't participate. I don't care if you tell me a story from 50 years ago. I'll be happy to hear that. Or, you know, you want to comment about geese flying over or, you know, deer feeding in your backyard or any kind of wildlife or fish story. We're more than glad to listen. However, if you recall last week, we were talking about the proposals for the new hunting regulations coming forth, and the fact that they would be, you know, a public meeting coming up this Tuesday at Chesapeake College, 7 p.m. On that, and then another one in Frostburg. So we were kind of saying, oh, you know, the press release said that they would be on the website for comment in early March. I was actually pleasantly surprised when the regulations proposals arrived on February 24th. And we're on the website early in the week. And there were some changes that were made to some of the proposed regulations that actually were quite surprising. So we'll get into a little bit of that when we come back from the break. And right now it's time for me to tell you that whenever you get out there, it's time for the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge. Yeah, it starts off with yellow perch, white perch, and freshwater trout, and you could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center. Prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. And new this year is an invasive species award for those catching blue catfish, flathead catfish, and northern snakeheads. Now, check out the Maryland Youth Fishing Club and the Youth Angler's Log to learn how your youngster can win a guided fishing trip. From now through Labor Day, all you have to do is go fishing. If you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland citation-sized fish or crab and certify your catch, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, in the tidal rivers, Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast that qualify. So stop by your local fishing citation center or check the fishing rule book or visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2014 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. Again, that's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Listen all day at work for the most powerful names in talk.
Start with Baltimore's Town Hall, Tom Maher at 9.
Followed by El Rushbo at noon.
And drive home with Sean Hannity from 3 to 6.
For breaking news and stimulating talk.
It's Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And WCBM.com.
I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get about all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade.
All right, we got Mark in Towson and James in Dundalk. Good morning, Mark. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
So, four pieces of paper for a fishing license and a hunting license.
Correct.
Well,
but according to the bureaucracy, you really only need, you know, they made it convenient because that way you don't have to print one.
Yeah, this is coming from the same state that says you can't be required to have any kind of proof to get a to vote.
Right.
And this coming from the same, hey, be glad. At least you got your licenses. If you're trying to get health insurance, you'd still be online.
Thank God I took care of that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
My God. Well, look at it this way. Four pieces of paper, you probably automatically were registered four different times as a Democrat now.
That's very possible. That's very possible. And if I owed any back child support, I'm sure they would be knocking on my door.
Oh, they'd be more than they'd be breaking down the door.
Well, I mean, that's part of the reason. That's part of the reason why you give your Social Security number when you have to, you know, when you apply for a fish and hunt license. They want to be able to track you down. True. I mean, it's true. I think there's a bill in the General Assembly, unless it's been, you know, withdrawn, that addresses that very issue.
Oddly enough, I'm not entirely opposed to collecting back child support.
Well, I'm not opposed to collecting back child support at all. And, I was also told that this illustrious Compass system a while back, and I haven't seen any fruition of it yet, is going to be used to register you to vote.
I don't doubt it.
And I'm just still wondering how a company that specializes in architecture and designing products for particularly highway construction, design and build people that do highway construction, wound up with the contract to do our registration for our hunting and fishing license. Who gave them the expertise, or how did they get the expertise to develop the software to do this program? I still haven't figured that one out.
Well, according to what I read in the paper, the company that got the contract to do the healthcare registration didn't have a whole lot of expertise.
Oh, really?
On a
state and national level, from what
I
understand.
Yeah, they did make contributions to the right organizations.
Oh. Is that what it is?
It's very distressing.
I'm guessing that my contribution to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation did, or Quality Deer Management Association, or any of the other organizations that I do contribute to, I'm guessing that's probably not going the right way because, well, anyway. I am just thinking that's probably not the right people that have to do with the getting the state contracts. Is that correct?
Oh, brother.
All right. Have a nice day, buddy.
Yeah, you do the same.
Thanks, Mark. See you. Bye-bye. There he goes. James in Dundalk. Good morning. What's up?
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you know where in Dundalk I can get a fishing license? I just moved around here.
Yeah, there's a couple little sporting goods stores there. I'm sure there's a license agent near you. And worst comes to worst, try the local Walmart.
Oh, Walmart?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I moved from Havre Grace down to here. And
yeah.
And I wonder when the rockfish come in, do you know?
Yeah, that comes in April. So you got a little bit of time. We'll talk about that when we get closer, so stay tuned.
Oh, I will.
All right.
Okay, thanks for the information.
All right, James. I'll talk to you soon. See ya.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Jordan, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm
Sonic Owl.
What's going on, man?
Well, I'm making my debut on your show. I mean, you've heard me off the show, but I'm calling because you were saying that people were in bed, sleeping, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I set my alarm to listen to you because you're an American gentleman in all aspects, to you and your family, et cetera. To the listeners, it's just a pleasure listening to you. And, you know, that was so nice that you, what you said about Charles last week, and then you followed it up today with, you know, that you went to the viewing, et cetera. He was a wonderful man. I enjoyed listening to him as one of your callers. He had some great stories.
He did, and they weren't just stories. They were true events that happened in this man's life. And as I said before, the people that he said he met and beyond, he met Haile Selassie. He tracked down Albert Schweitzer in the jungle and insulted him. And he told that story. Albert Schweitzer was doing his research, and Charles actually tracked him down in the jungle and said, would you sign this copy of my book? And that insulted Schweitzer, and Schweitzer wouldn't talk to him for the rest of the week. So,
That was excellent. He was wonderful.
Sure. He met Nehru. He met Gandhi. He met Anwar Sadat. He met leaders of the world, around the world, in China, in India, in Africa, and other places where he toured. And he was a hunter as well, hunter and a fisherman, which, you know, he didn't talk a lot about those adventures, but, and nor did he talk about some of the wonderful papers that he had written, some of the physiology of some of the animals that he came across. But, you know, he was quite a guy. So
he was, and I'm going to miss him on your show because as somebody in the medical profession myself, I enjoyed those good, not stories, but real, true tales.
Exactly. Yes, indeed. So.
And, of course, your show. Let's get back to your show, how good it is. You know everything in fishing, hunting, et cetera. And I'll tell a story.